In the planetarium, we have the chance to look at a night sky at any time of the year, even though it's daytime. And we can learn about some of the constellations, the imaginary pictures that people have imagined since time began, since history, human history began. People have looked at the stars. People have been fascinated by the stars. People have made up stories about the stars. And I love to tell stories about the sky. And I also love, I want you to understand the how we learn some of the things that we learn about the stars. When I point to a star, like there's a bright star in the summer sky that's called Vega, and I can tell you how far away it is and how long it takes the light to get to the Earth. How do we know that? Are astronomers just guessing? No, there are very simple, practical ways of measuring star distances. Hold out a finger at arm's length and look at your finger with one eye, and then close your eye and open the other eye. And as you do that, what do you notice? It shifts. It moves a tiny little bit. Well, the same thing happens for nearby stars when astronomers are looking through a good telescope. They can measure how much that star shifts when viewed from two different locations. And then they can calculate using the power of mathematics. They can actually calculate how far away that star is in kilometers. And that's how we can determine distance to nearby stars.